If your winter travel plans include a destination a bit more modest than the moon or Mars, perhaps you'll take an airline up on its well-publicized special fares to exotic places. Weekend Edition commentator Christopher Elliott recommends you read the fine print before you get carried away.
I'm an avid skier, so when I saw Frontier Airlines' Ultimate Season Pass offer, I thought it looked almost too good to be true. For $2,999, I could get unlimited round-trip flights to Denver or Reno and a season pass for skiing at Vail, Beaver Creek, Breckenridge, Keystone, or Heavenly Resorts. It was too good to be true, of course. The fine print revealed that the deal didn't include $299 in service fees and taxes, it required a Friday or Saturday night stay on each trip, and at least one night at a resort hotel. Plus, there were blackout dates for the most popular vacation times. The airlines have been offering a lot of these so-called bargains lately. Take United Airlines' recent buy three, get one free offer. It contained paragraphs of restrictions and clauses, and in order to qualify, you had to book one of its most expensive fares. At that price, you could afford to buy three cheaper tickets and still have some spending money left over. What a deal! U.S. Airways' recent fare sale was equally absurd. The lowest prices could only be had for travel from noon Monday through 11:59 a.m. Thursday and noon through 11:59 p.m. Saturday, unless you were traveling to or from Florida. The fares to Florida were only valid Sunday through Wednesday. From Florida, they were valid Tuesday through Friday. Did you follow that? Neither could I. But, as any vacationer knows, I am not making this up. I wish I were. As the major airlines continue to sputter along and keep hitting up the government for more money or tax breaks, I have to wonder if the problem isn't, at least in part, these half-hearted offers. Clearly, the airlines are still hurting and want us back. They need us, but they're asking us to return on their terms, not ours. With fair sales, only a lawyer could appreciate, and overpriced promotions masqueraded as deals. If the airlines wanted us to come back, really come back, not just for a few weeks during the holidays, then they need to play it straight with us. Make us offers that are light on the disclaimers and heavy on the deals, not bogus specials that test our patience and insult our intelligence.
Christopher Elliott is Ombudsman for National Geographic Traveler magazine.